It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, indeed, he is here and he is live from New York. It's Bob Black here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Welcome to The Sports Attack. And on this fabulous Monday morning here in New York, we're going to have a lot of fun today, a lot of stuff to talk about as well, a lot of professional football, one headline in college football that I'm going to get to rather than saving it till tomorrow. But we'll have a good time here in the world of sports as we come off the Thanksgiving weekend, everybody coming out of their turkey comas, and as we start coasting towards Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and the new year in 2018. And oh my God, I can't believe it's right around the corner, but that's the way it goes. And we'll have a lot of fun talking about it here today. If you're heading out somewhere, maybe you're on the road traveling, you took the day and decided to wait until today to travel back to wherever you're going after Thanksgiving, well, you could tune in on Sirius Satellite. You can get us on your personal devices as well. In that sometimes the kids want to listen to music. My wife wants to listen to the Oprah Channel. Chances are, and you want to listen to some, well, Sports Attack. And that's a beautiful thing. So you can get us on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You can use your personal devices, your phone, your tablet. You know, maybe you're sitting at the desk at home getting a little work done. You can listen to us on the laptop, of course. Maybe you're already in the office. It's 8:07 and 45 seconds Eastern time here on the East Coast. And maybe you're cranking up the PC and getting to work. Well, you can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are as well. So that's a lot of fun. And, of course, you know, it's all about you. You're going to the gym, you're jogging with the dog, you're throwing the kids on the school bus or under the school bus, and whatever you're doing. And you can also, you know, use that a corner. Well, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls protect our six each and every day. We're going to be heading down to Philly 2 weeks from this past Friday, getting down there, doing the show live. That's going to be a great time. And we will have fun as we always do. If you see one of these guys and girls out in the street in uni, thank them. Be on your way, because they're running towards the danger while you're running away from it. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout and set things up.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now
at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Man, people that I was around anyway, and you know, over the last couple of days, I did a lot of traveling, a lot of movement, a lot of everything else, really had a good time. I mean, they really did. There was a lot of fun going on, and, you know, it was just everybody was kind of – the mood is better in this country right now. And it seems like financially people are doing a little better and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and that they're anticipating good things happening around the corner. So we'll see how it plays out, you know. We know how sports plays out. It varies from week to week, and that's what we're going to get into here. I, like I said, there was a lot of action in college, you know, firings and Sumlin gone and you know, Dan Mullen getting hired at Florida and Kelly getting hired out in UCLA. But one story which it kind of jumped out a little bit, and I do want to address this today, is that the Tennessee Volunteers were poised to hire Greg Schiano. And at the very last minute, they had an agreement in place. And for those of you who don't know, former Rutgers coach, former NFL coach, defensive coordinator at Ohio State. And the involvement evidently with the Jerry Sandusky scandal did him in. And he has denied having any knowledge of it. You know, he certainly wasn't implicated as far as the nasty stuff goes. But Tennessee backed out. There were protests. There were condemnation from both sides of the aisle. And it's a mutual walk away because Schiano didn't want to get, you know, involved in having that happen. But this was this is mob rule. Now, media-eyed here on this, and talk about it a little bit. It's a pretty ugly situation. Now, again, I don't, it's not like I was on top of the program or whatever, you know, circumstances are, but long story short, the word had leaked out that Schiano was going to get introduced at the University of Tennessee as their head football coach. It to a certain degree, this looks like wrong fake news. Clay Travis, the guy that, you know, recently on CNN said he loves boobs, claimed that Schiano knew about Sandusky's abuse and did nothing about it. This is based on Mike McQuarrie's testimony. Allegedly. But here's, and this is directly out of the transcript, was that he never claimed to have spoken to Schiano about him having knowledge of Sandusky's abuse. They didn't even coach together during the time period. McQuarrie said that only Tom Bradley, currently on his way out at UCLA, told him that there was a rumor that Schiano had heard a rumor that he had some vague knowledge. Bradley and Schiano vehemently denied the story when it was leaked back in 2005. Schiano stopped coaching at Penn State in 1995. The first documented episode where anybody at all was ever notified about anything about Sandusky was 1998. I don't know how this played out this way. Other than one guy sitting essentially in my chair started a firestorm that did in Greg Schiano. Now, is this going to follow him around the rest of his career where he can't get a coaching job? And, oh, by the way, does it need to be fleshed out to discover what he knew? And what's disturbing about this, at least to me, is his lack of response. Now, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you got to stand. You know, now, at the Big Rock at Tennessee, said Schiano's covered up child rape at Penn State. Now, that's a bold charge. That's a bold charge. And I don't know what to say. I honestly don't. But the politicians jumped on it. Like I said, both sides. Now, I don't know what knowledge they have of it, whether they do, whether they don't. You know, Mark Dominic tweeted out, "We spent hours and hours interviewing and background checks on Greg Schiano. Yeah, we didn't win. Fact, he's honest, awesome father and husband, and an excellent football coach. This shouldn't be whether you think you like him or not. You don't even know him." I don't know the answer. But Tennessee, you know, they've had their own issues. You know, the suit that they had recently with, you know, violations of Title IX regulations, hostile sexual environment. I mean, they've dealt with a lot of stuff. But, you know, this is to me, it just looks like mob rule. All indications, like I said, the timeline doesn't play out. To me, it just doesn't play out. And, you know, they did him in. Now, I don't know how long they're going to, or who they're going to go after, but I mean, I'm looking at Greg Schiano, from all accounts is a very good man. I've never heard anybody speak bad of him. I've never met the man or interviewed him personally, but I just wonder what this does to him on a professional level. And the other thing too, let's be honest about it. We all know what Sandusky did. And, the victims, again, reliving this. And, again, you look at the number. 100 people showed up to protest, and state reps tweeted, and that guy lost his job. I don't get it. I don't get it. 100 people kept a guy from getting a job. What a world. It's Tap Out. We'll be back right after this short timeout and get to the National Football League. I'm Bob Black. You are not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation
and general
muscle aches and strains.
Well, good afternoon along the East Coast. Good morning along the West Coast.
I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As you can hear, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, but that's all right. I'll survive, believe me. It's an interesting day in the world of sports, but, you know, it's what are you going to do? Like I said, I vented a little bit on Greg Schiano, but, you know, something, it's, I don't like mob rule. I like the facts to come out. Due diligence has been done on him many, many times. And a mob mentality cost him the job at Tennessee. And, you know, who knows who they're going to turn to now. Maybe they get lightning in a bottle. Maybe the program continues to slide down the porcelain commode. But after doing what they did, I don't like it. And I'm kind of hoping that they do slide down the porcelain commode. But what are you going to do? NFL. There was a brawl, of course. Jimmy Garoppolo got in for the 49ers, threw a touchdown. And a bunch of teams managed to squeak one out. A bunch of teams stunk. And make it work. Well, you know, it the No Fun League has had their issues this year. And you know, look, there's some good stories, but overall it's been a stinker for the league. And most of it around the anthem, but, you know, all the other garbage that goes along with it. You know, there are some good things going on down the line as far as matchups as we get towards the end. But a lot of stuff that determined a long way and what direction teams are going to go went on yesterday. Games, which we already discussed, did a little bit of that. But yesterday as well, in case you're not noticing, the Falcons have righted the ship. They're 7-4. It was a competitive game against the Buccaneers, but Buccaneers go down 34-20. They're 4-7. They're not going anywhere. And now they got a quarterback situation. And no, it's not Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to supplant Jameis Winston and all that kind of good stuff. But ride with them again next year. They have to. But I think they're going to be really disappointed in the end result. I think Jameis is a starter in this league, but I don't think he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. He still has the time to evolve. He's plenty young enough. But there is, during this injury time for him, Fitzpatrick 24 them, they've now really dropped out of playoff contention. And yesterday's game in Atlanta showed you their inherent weaknesses, because the vaunted defense, and I talk about this a lot because I'm not putting this strictly on the quarterback. Their defense, for all the alleged studs on that side of the ball, does not perform on an elite level. And I'll put this on the coach. You know, it's don't like it a darn bit. And I think Cutter's going to go at the end of the year. I think they'll be looking for somebody else. Jameis will have to start from scratch. Jameis takes a long time to learn. You know, he's got a great football IQ. And he works his butt off. But he is slow sometimes to pick up systems. A lot of quarterbacks have that happen to him. But they'll have a new system in there that he's going to have to deal with. So that's going to be interesting. A lot going on down in Tampa, and most of it bad. You know, you look at this team on paper, what they have in weapons. You know, O.J. Howard, DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans, you know, these are not players that can't get down the field, and yet they only managed to put 20 points on the board against an Atlanta defense that struggled throughout this season. Matt Ryan, on the other hand, 26 of 35, 317, touchdown. Sanu with another, I think he's 9 for 9 in his career. And, you know, with the gimmick play, that really broke it open for them. They rushed the football. Tevin Coleman ran really well. Got support from, you know, Terron Ward. The receiving core, you know what it is. And Julio Jones sets another record, 12 receptions for 253 yards. I mean, they exploited all day long. And you know, they are back. It's a competitive division. It's a very competitive division, but it sure tightened up over this weekend. Now, 253 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 victories in a row. Dan Quinn got these guys playing well. You know, like I said, I love that razzle-dazzle. Now, Falcons started the day 2 games behind New Orleans. New Orleans lost, so that tightened up. Carolina beat the Jets. You know. But Atlanta had this game early, 27-6 early. Fitzpatrick rallied them. For some inexplicable reason, Cutter passed the ball on 4th and 1 at the Atlanta 18. And that put it away, and then the rest was garbage time. You know, don't forget, Atlanta's doing this without Devonta Freeman. So once he's back and once he's healthy with the fresh legs, Atlanta, you know, they're not beyond the realm of possibility of winning the division. Now, had New Orleans gone out west and taken care of things, we'd be having a different conversation. But so, yeah. You know, when you look at the division itself, it is the best division in football this year. And competition-wise, you know, if you're going up against one of their teams, you got issues. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But nice job by Atlanta. Not so much by Tampa Bay, because this was the season, as we talked about. And that's it for them. That's probably it for their coach. We'll see. There's going to be a lot of changes in the National Football League after this year. More than likely, one of them is going to be down in Tampa Bay. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. My Browns lost again, 30-16 to the Bengals. They're probably going to go without a win this year. I don't know if Hugh Jackson can survive that. Personally, I think he should, but you know, it's going to be hard to justify. And if they do fire him, I get it. But we'll see. This week was on defense, which is where they are decimated with injuries right now. DeShone Kizer played okay. You know, he was 18 of 31, but it was all between the 20s. They couldn't do much of anything else. What they tried to do and what they did successfully is run the football, including developing some plays for DeShone. He ran the ball 9 times, 39 yards. But again, it was all between the 20s. And once they got inside, they really couldn't do much of anything. And he did a good job of protecting Dalton. They ran a lot of short routes. Dalton was 18 of 28, 214 yards, but 2 touchdowns, no picks. Joe Mixon, 23 carries for 114 yards. And you hate to say it because, you know, Hill and Giovanni Bernard and everything, they've been good players and good soldiers for Cincinnati. But Mixon is a special talent, and Cincinnati does need to commit to him in the long term. A.J. Green, his usual dominant self. And they spread the ball around. You know, again, it's just, it's unfortunate for Cleveland. They just don't have enough yet. But they're going to get this big draft coming up and start supplementing that talent. What I'm curious to see is who's picking the groceries and who's cooking the dinner. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting storyline after the season's over.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Oh, Lord, no, please. Oh, that's horrible. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is the toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, God, I hate old music like that. That's okay, though. Keep popping them out there, Robert. I love the fact we have music. At BobBlack71 or Twitter's More You Think. Cleveland losing 30-16. You know, what's their own 11? I don't think they can win a game. I'm going to keep picking them just because I want to. They get the Chargers, the Packers. Maybe they win against the Packers, and they'll be at home. Ravens, Bears, maybe they can beat the Bears. And the Steelers, I don't know. You know, again, you look at this draft and what they were able to do. They're going to be okay in a couple of years. I thought they were going to make a little bit of a jump this year, but the reality is you just can't do it without a quarterback, and they don't have one. You know, where they really made progress was on defense. Miles Garrett, when he's healthy, Carl Nassib, you know, Jamie Collins is out for the year, obviously. They're putting it together. You know, they're putting it together, and it takes time. And they're a young roster. You know, whether or not Gordon figures into their plans remains to be seen. I think you're going to see him on the back end of the season. You know, when you look at how they've gone about doing their business this year, opening game of the season, lost to the Steelers by 3, lost to the Colts by 3. Lost to the Jets by 3. Lost to the Titans by 3. You know, there were games there that they could have won. They also got blown out a number of times. But, you know, again, I was figuring like a 3-4 win at a progress and, you know, take it from there. But it didn't play out that way this season. The question is, you know, does Hugh Jackson pay the price? And does that upper management group pay the price? You know, they're going to have to go in there and have some serious splaining to do to Haslam and company. So, we'll see. You know, we'll see. Titans, 7-4, 3-3 away from home, 20-16 over the Colts. Like I said, I don't like them. I think they're a fraud. And, you know, it is what it is. They're on top of their division right now with the tiebreaker against Jacksonville, who Doug Marrone said the loss was on him, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But the big flaw with Tennessee, and it shows right in the points for and the points against, 242 points for, 269 points against. They don't score enough. Their quarterback is mediocre. You know, he's tough, but he's not that good. They anointed him as the starter. They didn't have any other options, really. Zach Mettenberger wasn't going to be the answer, although I was kind of surprised he didn't turn out to be better than he was. This is why they get paid the big bucks, because, you know, quite honestly, it's the most difficult position to anticipate, and, you know, everything else. Jacoby Brissett was okay, 17-29, but Indianapolis is another team that just flat out does not have talent. You know, Frank Gore is their running back. God bless Frank Gore. He has defied the laws of time and the laws of gravity. 34 years old. And he just keeps chucking along. 571 yards this year. He'll end up with, you know, 800 thereabouts. I mean, you think about how good he was. And even last year, he rushed for 1,000 yards. But, I mean, he's done it 9 times. Damn near did it a 10th time. This is probably going to be the last season for him, I would think. But he keeps playing. You know? I mean, he slowed down, but he was never that fast to start out with. He's just kind of a bowling ball. But it's all Hall of Fame career. Forget. He dropped to the third round. He was a first-round draft pick. And he dropped to the third round because of the knee injury he had in college. And from that point on, he was completely durable. The least amount of games he's ever played in a season was 11 back in 2010 with San Francisco when he got hurt. The following year, he came back 16 games for the next 5 years. 6 years, actually. And it looks like he's going to go 16 this year. There's a place for him. If he decides he wants to keep going, I'd find me a playoff team at the end of the year and try to take it in that direction. Why not? You know, why not? I don't see any reason why not. But they're a bad football team with a really bad quarterback situation. You know, one thing, and they were fortunate enough to get Brissett from New England. And don't forget, this is a quarterback that, you know, just last year people were talking about they're going to play trade Garoppolo because Brissett's going to be the successor to Tom Brady. Well, with Andrew Luck certainly being questionable as far as his career going forward, they were fortunate to get Brissett. He's performed fairly well on a bad team. They don't have any weapons, at least not any good ones. Here's who led them yesterday. Their leading receiver was Jack Doyle, who's in his fifth season out of Western Kentucky. The tight end. You know, okay. He's got 59 receptions this year. That's pretty darn good. But that tells you the state of their receiving core. Chester Rogers out of Grambling has 14 receptions for the year. You know, this is bad. Everybody on the field covers T.Y. Hilton. They got to get some help down there for him. They also have to get an offensive line, a running back, more people on defense, and a better head coach. So, yeah, we'll see. But Tennessee wins the football game, goes to the top of the heap. They're not running the ball particularly well, which should be worrisome. Because, look, everybody's got the game plan on Marcus Mariota. Put the ball in his hands, make him win. He's not up to the task. He doesn't have the skill set. He just doesn't. Derrick Henry, DeMarco Murray, and Marcus scrambling a little bit because he is mobile. 28 carries, 92 yards. Okay, so you stay committed to the run. You manage to win the football game, but one touchdown, two interceptions. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors. And he's got weapons. This is not, you know, Delanie Walker, Corey Davis, Eric Decker. That's a pretty good 1-2-3 punch at the wide receiver core. Davis has been slow. Part of it's been injuries. But he's starting to come around a little bit. You know, part of the deal here, and understand this, his average for the season is 10 yards a pop, 10.8 to be precise. Not very good, but it tells you a number of things. Number one, he's been slow to learn. Number two, the injuries. Number three, they don't stretch the field with Mariota because he's not good at doing it. He looks down his receivers. Everybody knows what direction he's going to throw the football. And he gives it away. So they keep it to short, controlled passing, hiding the quarterback, trying to run the football. And they've put pressure on a defense that statistically has not performed up to what they did last year. So you know, look, when Rishard Matthews comes back, maybe that'll help a little bit too. But they've got plenty of weapons. The quarterback's not getting it done. And ultimately, another hard choice. You know, these guys, and when you look at the teams that drafted quarterbacks, and everybody's going to – the barometer is going to be Carson Wentz. Let's put it that way. Followed by Dak. But you look at the quarterbacks that have been drafted over the last couple of years. Tampa Bay completely committed in on Jameis, which I get. He and Cutter had a terrific relationship. They couldn't get Lovie out the door quick enough. But that backfired on him because Cutter's not a head football coach. He's an offensive coordinator. You look at Marcus Mariota. Smarter game plan. Pound and ground. Ground and pound. And show as little of the quarterback as we can. He's mobile. He has a strong arm. But he looks down his receivers. You hope he takes the next step. But he hasn't done it. They're not going to give up on him. Now, again, I personally believe he has a very low ceiling, but that's just my opinion, and I've been wrong many times. Tennessee thinks he has a higher ceiling, but I bet you after this year, and they're going to make the playoffs, but I bet you after this year they're going to look at it a little bit and go, what direction do we need to go? Can we continue with this kid and hope that he picks it up? Because they're really kind of locked in. They haven't taken the step that Carson Wentz took. They haven't taken the step that Dak started with. You know, if for all of it, Dak's maintained this year. He didn't get any better. He didn't really get any worse. You know, and even if he had gotten worse, I wouldn't have put it on him. I would have put a lot of it on the Ezekiel Elliott nonsense. I would have put a lot of it on Jason Garrett. And, you know, how that plays out down in Dallas remains to be seen. You know, it's funny. Jerry gave the pep talk. Jerry, you know, has talked many times. The reality is Jerry might have to make a coaching change at the end of the year. We'll see. He loves Jason, but results aren't there. Tapping out here, finishing up the first hour right after this short time out. I am Black. You are not.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not? And we were talking about Titans and the Colts. And again, Titans are going to make the playoffs, maybe even have home field. We'll see, you know, but looking at the rest of their schedule, it ain't going to be easy. They get the Texans and the Cardinals. They could eat. But, you know, we'll see. Niners, Rams, Jags. So they finish out with two games that are going to be pretty tough. To me, to get the home field, they're going to have to win out until those last two games. Finish 10-6, and they'll have an outside chance. They'll get the wild card no matter what. Maybe they get a home wild card game. We'll see. But, you know, again, sitting on top of the division right now. Are they there at the end? I don't know. I like Jacksonville's chances a whole lot better, but they should have won that game yesterday. We'll get to that in an hour or two. Reality being what it is, I mean, you know, you can't argue with the record. They're 7-4. They continue to win. But they would have loved to have had that Raider game in the bag at home, week one, back when the Raiders were actually considered something. But no. And, of course, they were there for Deshaun's coming out party. Yeah, not so much. Anyway, let's tap out of here. That was a lot of fun. We will head coffee and a Kleenex. And don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Welcome to Cyber Monday. Online shopping today expected to be even bigger than Black Friday's online sales.
Adobe predicts Americans will spend a record $6.6 billion online today, which would make it the biggest ever single day of online shopping in the U.S.
That's business correspondent Jolene Kent.
Shoppers spent more than $5 billion online on Black Friday alone, an increase of nearly 17% over last year.
Two Democratic leaders accused of sexual misconduct returning to work this week as Senator Al Franken of Minnesota spoke out for the first time yesterday, saying he's embarrassed and ashamed of the accusations against him, but he won't leave his seat in the Senate. Embattled Congressman John Conyers stepping aside as ranking member on the House Judiciary Panel. He, too, says he won't leave the House. This is USA Radio News.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
A Virginia youth pastor charged with three counts of murder due in court today. Christopher Gaddis allegedly shot and killed his 58-year-old wife, 30-year-old daughter, and her 36-year-old boyfriend on Thanksgiving night. Police have not yet determined a motive. President Trump is being sued over his choice to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They say he jumped the gun, as Mark Mayfield explains.
Trump named White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney to lead the banking watchdog group after Director Richard Cordray resigned on Friday. Deputy Director Leandra English filed a lawsuit against Trump's move. She's asking for Trump's appointment to be blocked since a law that created the bureau states the deputy director should lead it as acting director until the Senate confirms a replacement. Her lawyer also says that installing a White House official to lead what's supposed to be an independent agency is an unprecedented move.
Pope Francis has arrived in Myanmar, making history as he becomes the first pontiff to ever visit that Southeast Asian nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
The Anaheim Ducks of the NHL are facing some backlash after posting a video on the team's Twitter account yesterday showing Ducks player Ryan Kesler depicted as nude and walking past co-workers in an office building. The team says the video was meant to be a lighthearted tribute to celebrate the NHL's 100th birthday, and the idea was they had put Kesler in his birthday suit. Ducks officials changing their message, though, when the video drew a lot of criticism from people saying it was inappropriate, especially after the recent harassment scandals in the entertainment, sports, and political sectors. Everyone's okay after a hot air balloon comes down right beside a busy California freeway. Jason Campadonia with more.
The massive balloon flew over the 15 and landed in a Sabre Springs park in San Diego County. Several videos of the landing are making the rounds on social media. The pilot says he had seven people on board when he sent his test balloon into the air, but the wind quickly shifted and blew his balloon off course. He says at that point they were at the mercy of the wind, but luckily he was able to keep everyone safe on Sunday when he landed.
And singer Nick Lachey is asking people to help after an employee at his Cincinnati bar was shot in the face on Thanksgiving. Ellie Richardson was working when someone called her over to a van before opening fire, leaving her with very serious injuries. The former 98 Degrees frontman taking to social media over the weekend, asking for help and anyone with information to come forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Nick Soboleski.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So the telephone number of The Attack. We got a big second hour in front of us here. A lot of NFL, any other stories in the world of sports that happen to pop up. We'll get to all the college football tomorrow as we move forward in the week, and we'll have a good time with that. And, you know, look, if you're getting to your day, as it were, and most people are doing that. Today's Cyber Monday, so a lot of people are sitting at their computers and they are shopping and shopping and shopping. Well, one thing you can do in concert with that is listen to some Sports Attack. And you can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you. We also have various different ways and devices you can go about getting us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. If you want to download that app onto your device, most of you already have it. But if you haven't, get with the program already. Jeez. Second thing, you click on the Listen Live button and I'm right there for you. And that's a beautiful aspect of it. You know, look, it's everybody's bouncing around. It's radio on the go, and it's radio on the go for a reason. You know, everybody leads busy lives. And whether you're getting the kids off to school, whether you're sitting at the desk, whether you're cyber shopping, whether or not you're heading out to the mall. Because, you know, what I've always discovered is when everybody's sitting at their computers doing their shopping on Cyber Monday, I sneak off to the mall where there ain't nobody. The show is over today. So that is a pretty sneaky way to go about doing things. I suggest it highly. Anyway, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they get it done each and every day. We're going to be down in Army-Navy in a couple of weeks. The game itself is awesome. The weekend itself is incredible. We have a lot of fun being down there. We get to talk to everybody, legends and some of the cadets and some of the midshipmen, usually the head of the academies, which is a great time. Tittle and I are going to be down there. We're going to have a hell of a lot of fun doing it. And once you've been bitten by the bug down there, there's no going back. So if you see one of these guys and girls in uni on the street, thank them. And we'll be back the same as way they'll be back. Promise.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports. Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You are not. And, well, you know, again, in the world of the National Football League, there's always storylines. And, you know, as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, lines will evolve. Some of them are going to involve coaches. Some are going to involve players. Many are going to involve playoffs. The Bills and the Titans. I you talk about two bizarro teams. Buffalo's 16, Kansas City 10. Tyrod Taylor back in the lineup. Bills alive at 6-5, Kansas City dying at 6-5. Ah, man. Tyrod Taylor is going to play quarterback somewhere next year. Will it be with Buffalo? I don't know. They got a hard decision to make after the season. You know, don't forget he's under contract, but it's a user-friendly contract where they can cut him and not really take a cap hit. Nathan Peterman, okay. You know, they invested in him. There's going to be quarterbacks available. I think for Buffalo, where they're sitting at the end of the year, because they're probably going to be picking in the 20s somewhere, who rises, who falls, they're going to bring in people. You know, Lamar Jackson will be brought in by many teams. Where he goes remains to be seen. I know he could close. I don't think Donald's going to come out. I could be wrong. Maybe it'll just be the lure of the money rather than trying to stay in school and get another year. But I think he should stay. He certainly showed this year he's not ready for the NFL. Rosen's the better quarterback, at least at this point. But, you know, with that being said, there'll be plenty of quarterbacks coming out that you could look at if you care to go in that direction. But, you know, they're trying to win on the fly. And McDermott made a mistake in going to Peterman, tried to catch lightning in a bottle. He didn't lose his team by sticking with him. And Buffalo wins the football game 16-10. Defense actually showed up. Reality is, I don't know that it was so much the defense, but just more the fact that the Kansas City offense is completely ineffective. And the league is caught up to what's going on with Kansas City and their weapons. They don't go downfield. The ground game is squashed, and it's not because of Hunt and all of a sudden he's out of gas or anything along those lines, because that's not the case. But the reality is they pick Smith off late in the game, and he doesn't turn the ball over. Carries for 17 yards yesterday. That ain't going to win you many football games. 19 for 55. Buffalo ran 37 for 104. They were no great shakes either, but they stayed committed to it, and Tyrod Taylor keeps plays alive with his feet. It's what he does. Now, as far as the Kansas City receiving core, you know, look, Tariq Hill is a game breaker. There's no question about it. But he's small. He's got... He has a huge yards per catch. He's got 54 receptions for 726 yards. And he's going to crack 1,000 this year. But Kansas City has been figured out. The conversation there is involving Patrick Mahomes and whether or not they go to him now. I don't think they can do that. I think they have to ride it out with Alex Smith. Because if they go to Mahomes, and he fails, you know, which young quarterbacks will do, they're done. They won't win a game the rest of the year. You know, if they are able to catch lightning in a bottle the same way Buffalo tried, well, you know, the get well remedy is right around the corner for them. They play the Jets. But then it's two in-house with the Raiders and the Chargers at home. They get the Dolphins at home. The Dolphins are laying down for everybody. And they get the Broncos. You know, believe it or not, I truly think that or not they're able to win that is going to determine whether or not they pull the trigger with Mahomes. If they beat the Jets and they go to 7-5, they're probably going to win the last two games against the Dolphins and the Broncos, more than likely. Well, the Broncos would love to do nothing more than F up their season. Split with the Raiders and the Chargers, and you're probably in. But I mean, Chargers have a real good defense. And the offense has kind of figured it out. Wouldn't it be ironic that in a stadium they can't sell out, a 28,000-seat stadium that they can't sell out, that they make the playoffs? How funny would that be? And in Oakland, you know, they've underachieved all year, but they're still only a game out of first place. Theoretically, 8-8 could win this division. And how ugly would that be? But Kansas City's not getting it done. Like I said, Buffalo, they're keeping themselves alive. They're three games back on New England. Who they get this week? They get him in Buffalo. You know, it's going to be a fun game. I mean, Brady's operating on all cylinders, but, you know, you never know. And Taylor's the kind of quarterback that gives Belichick nightmares. So we'll see. From then in, Buffalo gets the Colts, the Dolphins, the Pats again, and the Dolphins. Even if they lose twice to the Patriots and win the other three, they're 9-7. They're probably in. More than. I mean, you're looking at, as it stands right now, in the playoff standings with the thing and the bane, they're number six right now. They're in. Baltimore, and believe it or not, Cincinnati still active. Chargers as well, Raiders as well, but they slide down the slots as far as the tiebreakers and everything else. Chargers and the Raiders probably going to have to win it. We'll see. But Buffalo's in right now. And they have a relatively favorable schedule, except for the Patriots. God, if they could split that, they wouldn't win the division, but they'd definitely be in. You know. And we'll see. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. The impressive thing about what happened, easy to do. You know, you make that kind of quarterback switch and it flops. Yeah, you know, we'll see. Patriots took care of their business 35-17 over the Dolphins. You know, what direction did the Dolphins go in? I have no idea. Matt Moore played. I don't think you'll see Cutler again this season. One-year experiment, off to the booth at Fox. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, let's tap out. We'll be back. NFL more right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the attack. Yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, Miami just mailing it in. I don't know what they're going to do down there. Adam Gase did a good job last year. They get in, and they don't know how to handle the big picture, and there's a lot going on down there. Not the least of which is, and it's always, what do you do with your quarterback situation? They brought Cutler in to not give up on the season. He hasn't produced, you know, to me, this has not been of his doing. I mean, he's been injured and everything else, and has he been great? No. But he's been pretty effective as far as his actual performance. He's got 13 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. You know, not great, but he's passing at 65% completion. Offensive line's horrible. And he'll be down the road and he'll be vilified in Miami, but it's not his fault. You know, there's a lot of first-round picks on that offensive line, and they just not getting it done. So we shall see. Adam Gase saying that, you know, the team's still battling. Well, actually, they're not. So, you know, 35-17 against a division rival is not battling. They get the Broncos, which is the cure-all for everybody. Patriots, Bills, Chiefs, Bills. To wrap it up, 10, if they're lucky. 5-11, they might have a shot at a quarterback. But I think they got issues bigger than that. You know, we'll see. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. New England just continues to roll. I do think they'll be exposed in the playoffs because I don't think their defense is that good. But what they are doing, which you have to give them a lot of credit. First of all, Deion Lewis is having a really, really good year. You know, statistically, you look at the running stats and you say to yourself, well, you know, he's all right. 97 attempts for 498 yards. Pretty good. And considering it's running back by committee up there, you know, with Burkhead and everybody else involved, James White. And depending on the given day, you know, somebody's going to touch the ball, somebody isn't, you know. But they stay committed. 38 for 196. They shredded Miami's defense. And in being able to do that, Brady, although he only had 20 and an interception. A lot of late hits on him. He didn't complain about it. He said he had no issue with it. But having seen a lot of highlights of the game, and I have to admit I didn't watch all of it, but Now, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory yet again, the Jets lose 35-27. Josh McCown is just having a year that nobody expected. I mean, he now has 17 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. You know, he doesn't stretch the field hugely, but he does when it's necessary. They just don't win football games. You know, they're not that good. I mean, this was the Jet team that was supposed to go winless. McCown fumbled the ball. Keekly got it. And away he went. That was the game. They gave it away right there. And it also shows the vulnerability of their offense under Cam. You know, Greg Olsen got hurt with the foot injury yet again. They didn't talk about whether it was an aggravation of what happened or if it was new. But that's hurting. You know, it. I've been predicting the demise of Carolina for a while, and specifically Ron Rivera. Now, you know, look, Carolina's 8-3, so he's not going to go anywhere. I just don't know that Carolina has it. And what I mean it. You know, Cam, in theory, should be there, but I'm not so sure he's much of a leader. There's Christian McCaffrey into the offense completely. He had 7 rushes for 62 yards and 2 catches for 35. They don't quite know how to use him. And they're trying to figure it out. You know, I get it. He's an elite weapon. Where they worry me is on defense. And they just don't seem to have it on that aspect of the ball. In theory, they should. Kuechly and Davis. Balls on them, but they're both first rate. Shaq Thompson is young enough, but he's in his third season now, and he's not evolved like they wish he would have. I don't know. The offensive line has been built back up, and that's paid off to a certain degree, led by the Khalil brothers. But the defense is where they're not particularly shining. Starr has really never been the same since the injury. Lotulelei, for those of you who don't know at home. You know, Charles Johnson's been okay. But, you know, here's a guy now, and I was right about this 3 years ago. He's been playing on reputation for more than anything. You know, he's not that good anymore. So, I mean, they don't get much pressure on the quarterback. Defensive backfield's okay, but it's nothing to write home about. You know, they got a bunch of journeymen up front, and they're paying a price on it. And I think ultimately that's going to end up what happens in the playoffs with them. You know, we'll see. I mean, statistically, they're doing good as far as the amount of points given up. But I'm not convinced. I'm really not. Not in a big moment. Because when you look at where they've given up their points, it's been against the Eagles, where they gave up 28. It was against the Saints, where they gave up 34. Even in a win against the Patriots, they gave up 30. You know, they beat the Bills. They beat the Niners with 3 points, and nobody's going to confuse them with being a powerhouse. In the loss to the Bears, they gave up 17, which, you know, again, no big deal. The Buccaneers, who have struggled, 3 points. Where they were impressive was when they beat the Falcons. You know, but they go up against the Dolphins, who don't have a quarterback, and the Jets. I mean, their schedule's been fortuitous. But they've also played teams that are not capable of putting points up. That's not going to be the case down the stretch. They get the Saints, the Vikings. Who knows with the Packers by December if Rodgers will be back. The Bucs and Jameis should be back. And the Falcons. So we'll see. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not going to run them down. But I'm just not convinced on how good a team they are. We'll see. But, you know, any good, real good, not good, I don't know. They should be better than they are. I know that. We'll see. 31-3, Eagles over the Bears. Bears stunk. Fox is going to be out of a job. Like I said, there'll be a lot of job openings. Mitchell was 17 of 33, no TDs, 2 interceptions. He's taking a pounding right now. They don't have any weapons. Yeah, so he's getting his feet wet. And they're willing to bite the bullet on that. I don't know if they're going to be able to bite the bullet as far as John Fox goes by the time it's all said and done. Because is he too old school? I don't know. I mean, I always liked Fox as a coach. But I don't know that he's the guy to lead this group going forward. They've given up 252 points. They just don't have much is what it comes down to. But they do have their quarterback. And I guess going forward, that's going to be enough. Whether or not he's going to be the guy to lead them remains to be seen. I have my doubts. Carson Wentz, and they actually got him in the game. There was a real Nick Foles sighting. Carson was 23 of 36, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and they run the football. Well, you know something? It ain't bad. Super Bowl frenzy down in Philly. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It is toll-free telephone number. Again, Philly's on a roll. They're best team in football. I mean, there's no getting around it. What they're doing offensively, what they're doing defensively, they acquired weapons in the offseason. Before the trade deadline, they added Jay Ajayi. they're good. They're real good. Howie built that team, and he did it in a darn good job. You know, again, it's the Bears. So, you know, magic number's one. Clinched the NFC East. I liked them for the playoffs going into the season. I didn't think they were going to win the division. I thought the Giants would. Look how that played out. But to the division, they'll be able to, you know, I don't want to say take it easy, but they'll be able to at least be judicious with their player use. If somebody has a ding, they'll be able to rest them. They get the Seahawks next. Seahawks are fighting for their lives. And, you know, again, Philly has just done one heck of a job going forward. The aforementioned Seahawks, 24-13 over the Niners. Nothing's ever easy for the Seahawks. C.J. Beathard comes out. Jimmy Garoppolo goes in. Has two passes, two completions, one touchdown. Way too little, way too late. But, you know, because it was as time was ending, it was really not a threat. He's going to be in there going forward. Beathard was hurt. And, you know, Seattle's defense turned over the Niners. A fumble recovery, a interception recovery. Nice strip on a pass catch. Buffet Eddie showed up, 17 for 46. Woo! But they're one-dimensional. Coming out of this game, I mean, Seahawks were, the story was more around Garoppolo playing than it was the Seahawks winning. You know? And he'll be in there next week. I mean, to me, there's no doubt about it. But, and they're going to find out they made the right move. I mean, teams do tank. And the only thing that I would say is maybe they stick with Beathard to find out whether he can be Garoppolo's backup going forward, which would be the ideal situation. And that they don't screw up their draft pick. Other than that, I don't know. So, we'll see. But Seattle got the win they needed. They go to 7-4. Keeping pace, barely, with the Rams. They're a game out. But they're in the playoffs, as of today. And, you know, waiting for the Rams to take another misstep. But we shall see. Broncos and the Raiders. Yeah, Carson Wentz. I mean, Paxton Lynch sitting there going, why are you so good? Why are you so good? He was 9 of 14, 41 yards. Yeah, they were trying to hide him. He ended up being their leading rusher. Denver is a bad team. They're a bad offensive team. Lynch got hurt his ankle. And he's not going to be their guy. They're going to quit on him. You know, this is where Michael Crabtree had the fight. No real detail on the ankle for Paxton, but he, you know, he gets in there and he gets hurt right away. They're gonna turn the page. You got a feel for Vance Joseph. Again, he doesn't appear to be in over his head, first year coach, but you know, they certainly got issues. Derek Carr got it done. Two touchdowns, no pick. Marshawn Lynch ran the football. Denver's getting there. I mean, Oakland's getting there, excuse me. But, you know, The fight itself, boy, Crabtree does it. They don't like each other. And I get that, but, you know, that was as close to a full-fledged real football fight. You know, because they wear helmets and pads. It's pointless. You know? But Crabtree took his helmet off, and he was going to town, man. Yeah, there'll be suspensions. There will be suspensions. Rams and the Saints. Nice job by the Rams. Seriously, nice job by the Rams. Jared Goff, 354, two touchdowns and a pick. They ran the football, stayed committed to it. They put Breeze where he had to win the football game, and at this point in his career, maybe not so much. They did a solid job, although not a great job, with the New Orleans running attack. And they had just enough. I mean, it's both teams are legit. They are. And both are probably going to make the playoffs and maybe meet again. But this was a nice win for the Rams. Really was. Because everybody was wondering, myself included, after the loss the previous week, that they were going to maybe fold up a little bit. And Cup, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, he's the real deal. This kid, he has a chance to be a number one. Really fast, good size. You know, they've been using him as the third wide receiver, which is understandable as they try to break him in. But he took the mantle yesterday and didn't even look back. I mean, Sammy stretches the field, but he's not a number one receiver. He's just not. He's too hurt. He's too everything. Too inconsistent all the way around. And everything else. And he stepped up yesterday. And they didn't miss a beat. So, they're protecting the quarterback. The defense is playing well. And they defended home turf. You know, going forward with them, they get the Cardinals, the Eagles, and what could be a playoff preview, Seahawks, Titans, and Niners. That's not an easy sled. So, winning this game is a big deal. Win against against the Cardinals, and then going down a stretch, split the last two, and you got 11 wins. Probably get you to division. Probably. We'll see. But the Rams are the real deal. And they got their quarterback. Man, I'd love to be a GM. I really would. I would love to be a general manager. Honest to God. Jags spit the bit on this one. Cardinals and the Jags. And it, 57-yard field goal. Phil Dawson has been around. He's my age. Longest field goal in his career. 27-24 Arizona wins. I love when people who don't know anything about the game start talking about things. The 42-yard, this is from the AP article, 42-year-old kicker who uncharacteristically missed six field goals this season. He's 42 years old. Hello? But Blaine Gabbert played well. He was 22 of 38, 241 yards. Blake Bortles kept games alive with his legs and kept them in it. You know, it was just a good football game, and you know, their coach took the blame for the loss. I mean, that's all well and good. But the reality is that Border and they have really good wide receivers. And what's happened, unfortunately, by that is that defenses that are really good, which the Cardinals are closing in on Leonard Fournette. I mean, they're going to have to address it in the offseason. We all know he won't be there next year, and they're winning in spite. And, you know, again, going down a stretch, when they do have to make plays, it's going to be real interesting. And again, Marone said that, you know, he got greedy and he mishandled the game's final minutes. And, you know, okay. But here's the thing. And I do give him credit for not throwing his quarterback under the bus. But here's the thing. Now, you're on your own 10-yard line. You got a minute and 14 seconds to play. This is not the old NFL. This is the new NFL. You've got to be able to stretch the field, or at least just take the opportunity to try to get a couple and then, you know, take your shot. But they can't do that with this guy. And the sequence was a run, a pass, and a run. There were 27 seconds left. Jacksonville had to punt. Gabbert got two sideline passes, and Phil Dawson kicked a 57-yard field goal. You know, yeah, I understand why Marone put it on himself. And in reality, I play a little conservative in those kind of situations, too. I might not have tried to do it. But, you know, again, your quarterback has to be able to make some plays. You've got to have enough, and if nothing else, it was a moment where had Bortles been able to make a play or two, it might have instilled a little bit of confidence in him going forward, but he can't, they don't, and they lose the game. And then Pittsburgh comes back in the fourth quarter to beat the Packers, and this was a game they were sleeping on. Like I said, this is why I don't like Pittsburgh. Look, it was my pick to go to the Super Bowl. I weird team, and there's chemistry issues going on inside that locker room. They got it done, but it wasn't impressive. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Again, Pittsburgh squeaks one out, 31-28. There's something not right with this football team. This is a game they just should have blown out Green Bay. Brett Hundley was pretty good. 17 of 26, three touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, so maybe all is not lost. But, you know, again, he's not Aaron Rodgers, and they continue to not win. So we'll see. Maybe he pulls a couple of upsets down the line, but I don't think that they're going to make the playoffs itself. Pittsburgh goes to 9-2, but they were very fortunate to do so. And if they play like this going forward, they'll get into the playoffs, but they're not going to make any noise. We'll find out. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Texans and the Ravens. Texans 4-6, Baltimore 5-5. Nothing to play for, really, with each team. But, you know, honestly, we'll see whether or not the Ravens can keep themselves in contention. They're in prime time. They perform well in prime time. Flacco performs in prime time. Savage goes up against a really good secondary. It's Houston's playing for a draft pick. Going to happen with them. So we'll see. They get Ronnie Stanley back from Baltimore. It's going to be watched by dozens of friends and family. It's Baltimore's at home. They'll win the game. Keep themselves alive at 6-5. Anyway, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. We'll be back with more fun mañana.